Yeah?
Hello.
I see on the ticker that Mr. Fox is getting kind of rough with us.
All right. He's got two or three issues, and we were in touch with him about 3 hours ago. Why he's doing it this way, I don't know, although it's usually done, and if it hadn't been for that Pomfret story, I don't think any attention would be given it. But what? The report from Frank O'Neill about 4:30 is, first, it looks as though it'll work out, and second, that if there's any trouble, he will honor a request to extend it, but I don't think there's going to be any.
He says at 3:52... have you read that ticker?
Yeah.
He announced the action at a news conference, said in response to a question if White House asked him to postpone the strike, he would give the request serious consideration. As a United States citizen, I would give serious consideration to what White House asked. He said the unions would give serious consideration to any offer from the railroads, and no offer has been made. Then he says, James W. Ramsey, General President of the International, a machinist, a member of Shopcrafts Workers, took issue with works that reported belief the strike was not imminent. If he's got any secrets, he'd better get them on the table, Ramsey said. But we're going to shut the railroad down just sure as God made little green apples. A presidential fact-finding board, so on and so forth. Fox said inventive strike pickets were instructed to allow on-train employees cross picket line, so forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, there, O'Neill is out there. I said I talked to him about 4:30 or 5. He seemed to think the situation will be... right now, I've got to call in for Al Hayes Ramsey as Hayes' man. And I'll get a further report from him probably sometime tonight. But they simply tell me that it's... and I have every reason to think that it's not one that'll blow.
Good. All right. What's, what are our longshoremen doing?
That's the serious one. And I should sit down and... bring you or give you a complete memorandum on that. Reynolds is went up to New York again tonight, but that one is not in good shape. The deadline on that is the 20th of December. But I don't know. I'm going to see George Meany when he gets back here. Let's see, day after tomorrow, I think it is. And but just as I tell you that the railroad one, I'm pretty sure it will work out. The dock one is just not in good shape.
What can we do?
Before we're through with it, it's very likely to bring it. I had them in this last week, and the trouble is that the company, the employers, want to settle it in Congress, and the union wants to settle it in the White House about what it comes down to. But I think after I see George Meany, what we're hoping to do in the next 2 days is to get it in shape where we can have something specific that we want to ask him to do. And beyond that, I don't know how the thing is going to move, but that one, although we got a month on it, that one is not good.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Bye. Thank you.